check in now with Consumer Protection, and we're going to be talking about tenancy bonds. Tina Forrest joins us from Consumer Protection. Hello, Tina.
Hey, Jeff. How you going? Nice to be here again on my Tuesday afternoon. And look, yes, whilst we're talking about bonds, anyone who's renting a home has likely had to pay a security bond at the start of their lease to cover any costs for which the tenants may be liable for at the end of their tenancy. So for like damage of the property or unpaid water bills or rent, the bond can possibly go towards that when the tenant leaves. Both private landlords and real estate agents, well, they have an obligation to lodge tenancy bonds that the tenant gives to them with the bond administration administrator within 14 days of receiving it. Now, that's the laws. And delays in lodging these bonds can put these funds at risk for the tenant.
Okay, now, I understand Consumer Protection recently took action against a landlord who failed to lodge a number of bonds.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. Consumer Protection took prosecution against a Mount Magnet landlord after he failed to lodge seven bonds with the bonds administrator. Now, this landlord, Mr. Ian Black, is also a Mount Magnet Shire councillor, and he did plead guilty in the Perth Magistrates Court to seven charges of breaching the Residential Tenancies Act. Now, these bonds, they were collected between January 2019 and January 2020, and they were related to six properties owned by Councillor Black in the Mount Magnet area. So the bonds were received on behalf of his tenants as a result of successful applications to the Department of Communities Bond Assistance Loan Scheme.
Yeah, can you tell us what was the outcome?
Well, Councillor Black was fined $1,000 and ordered to pay costs of $1,185 in sentencing. The magistrate took into account that his guilty plea and noted that the tenants may not have been adversely affected in the offences, but we believe there was no excuse for an experienced landlord like Mr. Black not to be aware of his responsibilities under the tenancy laws.
Okay, so how can tenants be certain that their landlord has lodged their bond money?
Well, Jeff, look, when a tenant pays the bond, the landlord must immediately provide a receipt. So immediately, as soon as the bond is handed over, here's a receipt. And then tenants who don't receive an acknowledgement that their bond has been lodged with the bond administration within 2 weeks, they can contact Consumer Protection to make sure that the landlord has lodged their bond for them.
Okay, now what about when it comes to getting the bond back at the end of a tenancy?
Yes, well, hopefully all of us, you know, we all, tenants, we all want to get our bond back at the end, you know, and given a typical bond is worth about 4 weeks' rent, it's a large chunk of money, you know, mostly over $1,000 really, and that many tenants are really relying on receiving that money back at the end of the tenancy to, you know, help with the moving costs and finding a new place to live. However, recent figures provided by our Bonds Administration Branch at Consumer Protection, they show only around 34% of tenants received all of their bond money back in 2021. That's pretty low. And around 12% of tenants lost their bond altogether, while 52% of them farewelled part of it, so they only received part of their bond back. So that's pretty crazy, actually.
Yeah, now, what are the main reasons tenants lose all or part of their bonds?
Well, Jeff, look, the major reason is that the property is not properly cleaned when the tenant vacates, or there's a disagreement about the property condition report. Now, we want tenants to know that when it comes to cleaning and fixing damage, landlords are only able to charge a tenant for the actual cost incurred, not like a pre-estimated cost. So they can't just give a quote and say, well, that's what you got to pay. It's actually after they've cleaned it, this is how much that you owe.
Yeah. Okay. Now, well, that's why it's in the tenant's best interest to make sure the property condition report is accurate at the start of the tenancy.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. Look, I think that's probably the most important thing is that property condition report, and make sure that you want to, that all tenants take photos of the property when they move in and include those photos with that property condition report when it's returned to the landlord or the agent, because that's their proof of how the property was handed over to them. And the tenants and landlords are reminded that a property condition report should be completed also within 14 days of the end of a tenancy as well.
Okay, landlords understand they can't just keep any amount paid as a security bond, can they?
No, Jeff, they can't, not unless it's been agreed by the tenant as or stipulated in a court order, really. And we offer free conciliation service to tenants who are in dispute with their landlord over the return of their bond. Or if a dispute can't be resolved, either party may make an application for orders to the Magistrate Court of WA, but we hope that it doesn't get that far.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Tina. I'll catch you again next week.
No worries, Jeff. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
And there we go, Tina Forrest joining us from Consumer Protection.